All right, so you go first. What do you think?
Well, you know, my expectations were sort of managed on the front side. I bought the thing because I couldn't stand everybody else having the thing and talking about it and me wondering what they were talking about. And I sort of rationalized it by, you know, as we often do, thinking, well, I'll find some application for work to do it. But to answer your question, yeah, I think it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, so do I. I think what do you think it does best, or what is the most? Are you surprised? What are you surprised by? I've got an answer for this, but
well, you know, I think the way everybody and if I could read Steve Jobs' mind, I think the way everybody, this is going to be a different device for every user. I think it's. For power users who create a lot of content, obviously I don't think that's the device. But I think I'll watch more YouTube on it than I have before. It's going to be a laptop. I mean, it's going to be a coffee table device for us. So I've already seen that around the house. I love the fact that it's just instant on. I mean, as quickly as my MacBook boots up, it's still not instantaneous. Having this thing with a 10-hour battery life laying there, and you just pick it up and you click it, and boom, you're connected to the web. That's a big deal. I don't think that has existed before.
The battery life is amazing on this thing because with my iPhone, when you get down to 20% battery, you get the little warning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always think to myself, I better get this thing plugged in pretty soon because it's going to go downhill fast. But when you get to 20% on this, you still have like 2 hours left. I mean, it's... I can't believe how much battery life there is. And the thing I love to do on it is surf. I mean, there is, in the little presentation, Steve Jobs said that it's different whenever you're, using your hands to get around the page. But until I did that, I didn't really realize what a difference it would make. Like, I think everybody who goes to who opens the browser on this and just sits down with it and spends 15 minutes surfing the web, it's like you don't realize you're working to move that mouse. And it sounds stupid.
No mouse. There is no
work
mouse.
To move a mouse.
No mouse.
But it just takes a lot more concentration to move the mouse.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It's not hard physical labor, but it's just so much more natural to use your fingers and flip things around.
And I'll tell you something else for those of us that spend every waking moment on a computer. When we're on a computer that can do a lot of other things, we feel, I think, some sort of a subconscious drive to do other things, to be maintaining a website. When I'm sitting in an easy chair, leaned back as Jobs was in his presentation, and I've got that thing in my lap, for instance, when I went to Flickr, well, I mean, there's a gazillion photos on Flickr, and... but with the iPad, I found myself just sort of browsing through, just sort of, swiping across, flipping through, like you would if you picked up a magazine in a doctor's office, and you can't do anything else other than just sort of thumb through that.
Right.
I found myself thumbing through Flickr stuff and roaming around on YouTube and watching things in the same way that I would surf 500 channels on a cable TV.
Yeah, I did this last night. I usually have a laptop open while I'm watching TV. And last night, I had the iPad. I thought, I'll just, have this open. I just mentally felt more relaxed, probably because I wasn't feeling like I needed to be doing three or four other things at the same time. And that's something that's another one. All of the stuff we're talking about is going to sound stupid to anybody who hasn't had one of these, or who isn't online all the time, but I don't know.
I don't think there's anybody listening besides you and I, so...
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But that's why we have to be careful who we talk to, in real life.
absolutely. One of the things that I'll bet you they knew and know in Cupertino was... how good regular websites look on just the browser. For instance, when I go to the New York Times website on the browser, it looks great and is a much better experience than that initial New York Times Editor's Choice app, which I thought, I mean, some of the publication apps that I played with on the first day were pretty lame.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
USA Today.
Which is free now, but July 4th, they start charging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because, yes, you're exactly right. This is I didn't think this was going to save publishing anyway, but the fact that the websites are so amazing when you're browsing them with your hand rather than a mouse, there's no way that they can start charging for these standalone apps, because you don't need it on here. You need an app for the iPhone, but you don't need one for the iPad.
And maybe it was just an oversight or something, but on the New York Times app that I played with on the first day, they had disabled copy and paste. Great. Okay. That's the spirit, boys. You know, another thing that I've noticed as I've handed it around the office today is people are reluctant to get their fingerprints on it. I mean, they're holding their thumbs.
Yeah.
I think once people get over that, and I said, don't worry about it. We'll just wipe it off. I mean, just hold it like a book. Once, you know, once they start holding it that way, it gets more comfortable in their hands.
Yeah, it's just glass. I mean, I notice the smudges. I actually notice the smudges before I show it to somebody, because I know that somebody's going to say, hey, you can't use this. Look how smudged it gets. But, you know, big deal. You know, I got a shirt. I can wipe it off.
Have you found a favorite or most interesting app yet?
No, because I don't want to pay for any apps yet, because I think the price is going to go down, so I sort of avoided buying any.
Ah.
Among the free stuff, I thought that, well, Kindle's app is really good, and I don't think I'm going to use the iBooks store. I think I'm going to use the Kindle app. Because I've got a couple of Kindle books that I had downloaded just to read on my phone to try it out. And this will sync across all of those. So, you know, I can buy it here, whereas the iBook store, I think, is just tied to the iPad, isn't it? I don't think you can sync that to your iPhone.
I'm not sure. And I have no investment in Kindle, so I did buy a book that had, you know, 1,200 pages that I've read several times, and I have several copies, but I went ahead and bought it because I wanted one to play with. And the ability to search for a word or phrase in those 1,200 pages is pretty amazing. And then to be able to bookmark things on the fly, whether it's just a word or a sentence or a whole paragraph, very nice.
I haven't tried all the, I don't know if what of that Amazon Kindle app does and what it doesn't do.
Yeah. Now, I did buy some apps that I would never have bought probably otherwise, simply because I wanted to see how this worked. And one of them that the app store, the iPad app store, seemed to be featuring was this thing called Elements. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Well, it's the periodic chart, okay? And, you know, I wouldn't think I would be particularly interested in that, but I had read somewhere that somebody had said, this is what books will look like in the future. So I bought the app, and it was, I don't know, it was $14 or something. It was expensive. But it was really an amazing thing. I mean, you can see how textbooks could be revolutionized once they're done in this fashion in terms of graphics and images, and it was pretty impressive. Also,
what was impressive about it? Like, you click on an element and it would show you things?
I think you're going to hear variations of that question and people like me struggling to answer that for a long time, because with so much on the iPad, it's going to be, well, here, you got to see it, you got to do it. But I will tell you that, I mean, for instance, if it has, beryllium, and just to read, if you had like pages and pages of information about beryllium, it wouldn't be particularly interesting. But if it shows you, you know, like a 3D manipulable, is that a word? A 3D graphic that you can turn around sort of and look at maybe the molecule or the atom structure, See, I mean, again, imagine me talking about the periodic chart. I mean,
it's, does it play the Tom Lehrer song of the periodic element, the periodic table?
I did not hear that. But speaking of music, there is an, I can't think of the name, is it called Sulje, S-U-L-J-E? Or Magic Piano, I think, is the name
of
it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, but I didn't download it.
I have no musical ability, but I downloaded that, and it is the most amazing thing because, I mean, first of all, it gives you a sort of a little spirally keyboard that you can sort of just poke around on and play with. But then you can pick a song like some classical piece of music, Prelude in C or something, and it... I won't be able to describe this, but...
Is Prelude in C even a real piece of music?
I think it is. Okay. I mean, it was one of the options there. And you, when you start this, these tiny little green specks of light start flowing down the screen. Mm-hmm. If you can remember the old Space Invaders, the early ones, mm-hmm. and the object was you would try to shoot the one that's closest to you. Well, with this Magic Piano app, if you touch the one that's closest to the bottom of the screen, it makes a note. And then you touch the next one that's closest and the next one. And if you're successful at doing this, it plays. It's like you're playing that song on a piano. Again, impossible to describe as we're talking here.
That's like Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
I guess. I've never played those. But you had the sense of playing that song, even though you know you're not really playing that song. But it was pretty amazing.
You know what else looks good, you will not appreciate this, is Facebook on the browser. It's a better, it's just because it's a web page, and we already, you know, kind of talked about how the web pages are better, but
it's
looks great.
It's an iPad app or just a
browser? No. And I don't think, and I was a little disappointed at first that there was no Facebook app because the iPhone app is really good for Facebook. But I'm sure they'll come out with one, but I don't think they need one. I mean, if you just load up Facebook in the browser, it looks amazing. You can get to everything. There's, you know, everything I think I would want to do is on there. And I can see more of the screen, and it's easier to get around. And the pictures look better than they do on my laptop. And it just looks really, the web browsing experience is just amazing. And that's the thing that you're not going to be able to describe. And people probably won't even get that from playing with it in a Best Buy for 5 minutes.
I had it.
So they sat down with it.
There were three iPads this morning at the local coffee shop where I hang out. And I took mine up to a cluster of people who are regulars there and just, you know, handed it to them. And they started poking around and playing with it. And the first question that I got, you want to guess what it was?
Is there a keyboard?
No, that was somewhere pretty close. But it was, can you make calls on it?
Actually, people ask me that too.
And I said, no, it's not a phone. It's something else. But I don't think people quite know what it is yet, but I do believe it's going to be something different to just about everybody.
Yeah, I think so. And the video, I mean... well, the Netflix app. I mean, you can immediately start playing anything that they stream, and that's pretty amazing. And it's only on Wi-Fi. This version's only Wi-Fi, so I can't do it out in a car or at a park or somewhere else without Wi-Fi. But
I don't think the Flash thing is going to be a big deal.
No, I don't think so either. I've seen one website that I thought maybe I would want to watch something. I didn't really care if I watched it or not. I was testing out the website, but no, I haven't seen anything that I couldn't do.
I watched. I put a lot of short video clips up on Flickr, and Flickr had optimized their mobile page for. I guess it's HTML5. Is that what that?
Oh, okay. So you can watch the Flickr videos.
So I can watch the Flickr videos, and it was great. Also, I downloaded the BBC news app, which is free, and it had, one button for called the Americas, which clearly had, U.S. news on it, and all of their video played fine on that. So, I mean, as long as there's one news site like BBC or Reuters or whomever that's a credible news organization that's free, I don't think anybody's going to pay. The Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or anybody else.
I'm more convinced now than I was before that they're delusional if they think this is going to get people to pay. Unless they would have to completely take, I would have to love the New York Times, and they would have to completely take down their website for me to pay to read what they put on the iPad, because the web experience is so good.
Well, time will tell, and it'll tell pretty quickly, but I got to believe that the people at Apple are thrilled. I don't know how they could have had a better first weekend with this thing. And if you haven't seen it, you should check out the video I took of the delivery by the UPS people on my
website. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story, and then I will warn you that we're coming up on 18 minutes here. You had already received yours, and most of my friends in Jefferson City had received theirs, and I sort of live outside of town and hadn't heard from them. And a car drives up, and a guy in shorts gets out and walks up and introduces himself. I think it was Eric Green. He's the manager of the local UPS center, office, whatever you call it. He was just confirming that I was expecting an iPad, because the number that they had was the office number, and of course I wasn't there on a Saturday. But the security was so tight that he didn't want to take a chance, and they wanted to be sure that I got it. He drove out, confirmed it, then called the truck to let them know that, yes, I was expecting it. I mean, that was a pretty amazing sort of delivery experience.
I don't understand the reasoning behind that.
Well, Apple paid UPS a payment arrangement for delivery of this. If you remember, most of your other deliveries, your iPhones and things, had come by FedEx. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So they had arranged for special delivery, and according to the manager of the local store who I talked to, they'd had training, this was not just another delivery. I asked if any of them had gotten out early, and he said, well, they had a protocol in place for that. Yes, he said, in some cities where they had gone out too soon, they immediately caught that, called the driver, told him to stop. They sent somebody else out to pick it up so that no iPads were delivered. I mean, the objective was that none were delivered before Saturday.
Well, good for them.
Well, I can tell you're underwhelmed by this, but that something as, you know, maybe you and I might think of it as trivial as, you know, shipping and delivery, that the people at Apple, all the way down to making sure that, you know, that your UPS experience was optimal, is kind of mind-blowing to me, but what do I know? So what's next for the iPad in your life?
I don't know. I don't know that I'll ever type much on it, although I think I'll get a Bluetooth keyboard and probably take it on the road for one of my trips. I'll take my laptop just in case, but I think I'm going to try a trip with just this and a Bluetooth keyboard. I really think I can do 95% of what I need to do, and I could even type. I mean, I'm a decent, I can pretty much touch type on this if I get my hands in the right spot and get started. But
why would you do that when you've got a MacBook that you could take just as easily?
Yeah, I know. Well, it would be nice to just, if I could get by with this and it were a lighter travel thing that I could throw in a case that's much smaller than the big bag that I haul everything in.
At the coffee shop this morning, a couple of sheriff's deputies came in and stopped by, and they were looking at it. And while they were sort of poking around on the iPad, I could mentally picture them having one of these. I don't know if there's a secure way to do it, but you could certainly, I mean, see some opportunities on that. I mean, if you could get around the security thing, for photos to come to them using Google Maps. Gosh, all kinds of stuff to be able to. Now that it's too big for them to carry around.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it like a clipboard, I mean, it has very much of a clipboard sort of feel to me.
Yeah, there is an app that I'm very interested in, I probably will buy. I didn't have time to look at the reviews, but it's a baseball scorecard, and we have talked about this before. A scorebook that I could keep score of a game on. This is the perfect device for that. I could see...
Is this the Major League Baseball app, the MLB?
No, this is just a scorebook. So if I am at a high school baseball game, trying to keep track of what's going on, I can keep score and stats in this scorebook. Rather than pulling out the scorebook and then keeping score and then having to tally all the stats at the end by myself. Assuming that this app does what I think it does, I just write down what happens and it would tally all the stats for me. And I assume give me some sort of exportable spreadsheet where I could total stats for a season or whatever.
I agree. I don't think it'll be long before we stop talking about the iPad so much and it just becomes the device, and really cool, useful apps, just like we saw with the iPhone, will come flooding in to do every conceivable thing, and it'll be just as easy to buy those apps on the iPhone as it is, I mean, on the iPad as it is on the iPhone. So a year from now, this thing is going to be probably a very different piece of hardware with a whole lot of different applications. So.
Yeah.
All righty, buddy.
Very nice. All right, I guess we should wrap it up, huh?
We should wrap this up. Until next time?
Whenever that is.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.